sky till all the seas run dry. Till then I'll worship you. This young world grows old, my darling, I'll adore you. You are my reason to live. All I own I would give just to have.
FM.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
FM.
They were this week's Soppy Softies at 7. As always, one from the 70s, one from the 80s, and one from the 1990s. Kicking us off was Tom Jones and Till. That one reached number 2 in 1971. It was kept off number 1 by Slade and 'Cause I Love You. Now, interestingly, Shirley Bassey also had a hit with Till 10 years earlier in 1961, and she reached number 14 with it. Then we heard Bonnie Tyler and Total Eclipse of the Heart. I mean, that song's just epic, isn't it? It was written by Jim Steinman, who you're probably more than aware of, that he wrote a lot of stuff for Meatloaf, including Bat Out of Hell. Total Eclipse of the Heart was Bonnie Tyler's 5th single release. I probably don't need to tell you that it made it all the way to number 1. It stayed at number 1 for 2 weeks in 1983, and it's unclear if Bright Eyes ever did turn around. Finally, we heard Shirley Bassey and Bryn Terfel and World in Union. That had originally been released in 1991 by Kiri Takana. It was, of course, for the Rugby World Cup, which was in the UK, Ireland and France in 1991. Then fast forward to 1999 and the Rugby World Cup is in Wales. So we have two proud Welshes in Shirley Bassey and Bryn Terfel releasing their version of it, and it peaked at number 35 in 1999. So I did say there was a connection this week in the Soppy Softies at 7. Did you spot what it was? Because it was St David's Day yesterday, yes it was, they were all Welsh. All three of our Soppy Softies at 7 are Welshes. So, if you are a regular listener to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM, you'll know that after the Soppy Softies at 7, we usually have a bit of a change of direction.
And now for something completely different.
Andy Gardner on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe. My album of the week, interviews, news and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Thanks, Andy. Right, we just heard The Roots and Babylon's Burning. The Roots had three top 40 hits, but Babylon's Burning is by far their biggest. It reached number 7 back in 1979. It's taken from their album, The Crack. I think now we can do the first clue.
The Geezers, Pleases and Cheeses teaser.
Okay, it is time for the Geezers, Pleases and Cheeses teaser. What we do here is I give you three clues to a mystery artist and you have to guess who it is. I break them up, so I'll give you clue number one for 100 points, clue number two for 50 points and then clue number three for 10 points. So here we are, clue number one to this week's Geezers, Pleases and Cheeses teaser. Born in North London in 1963 with the initials GKP. That's for 100 points. born in North London in 1963 with the initials GKP. We'll do the second clue after this.
Visiting is pretty, visiting is good. It seems that all they ever wanted was a brother. This will be a secret, we can keep it good. Even all they ever wanted had a brother. This is a call to all my mass resignation. This is a call to all millionaires out there.
Was the Foo Fighters and This Is a Call. That was their first debut. Let me put my teeth back in. That was the Foo Fighters debut single released in 1995. Do you know what? I say it's the Foo Fighters, but actually it's just Dave Grohl. At the time, the Foo Fighters were just essentially a one-man band because Dave Grohl is on guitars, he's on vocals, he's on bass, and he's on drums. He also wrote the track and co-produced it. What a talented guy. What a tune it is as well. That's This Is a Call by the Foo Fighters. Okay, it's time for clue number two.
The Geezers, Pleases and Cheeses teaser.
Okay, I'll remind you of clue number one before we do clue number two. Clue number one was born in North London in 1963 with the initials GKP. Clue number two. This is for 50 points. If you get it on clue number two, give yourself 50 points. Oh, his first hit was in 1982, which made it to number three. His first number one came the following year in 1984. That is for 50 points. I will give you the third clue, the other side of the birthday bonanza, because it's now time for that. Here are three artists celebrating their birthday this weekend.
This is Phoenix FM.
Sleep.
FM.
Back to back there, all celebrating their birthday this weekend. First of all, we heard Nick Kershaw and I Won't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. It's his birthday, well, it was his birthday yesterday on the 1st of March. Do you know, I Won't Let the Sun Go Down on Me was actually his debut release in 1983. But at the time, it didn't trouble the charts at all because it peaked at number 47. So after he had a couple of hits with Wouldn't It Be Good and Dancing Girls, it was re-released the following year. And in 1984, it reached number 2. It was kept off number 1 by Frankie Goes to Hollywood and Two Tribes. And, you know, it remains his biggest UK hit. Then we heard Roger Daltrey and Walking in My Sleep. It was also his birthday yesterday. Sorry, Walking in My Sleep, I should say. That was released early in 1984, but unfortunately it didn't get anywhere near the top 40. It peaked at number 56, but it's a really good tune, isn't it? And it's from his album Parting Should Be Painless. Finally, we just heard John Bon Jovi and Queen of New Orleans. I'd love that job, the Queen of New Orleans, would you? I don't even know if it's a job that's going, but I want to know where to apply. Anyway, it's John Bon Jovi's birthday today, so happy birthday. And as a solo artist, John Bon Jovi has had two top 10 hits. That one, Queen of New Orleans, is the second. That got to number 10 in 1997. The first came the same year when Midnight in Chelsea peaked at number 4. The song was co-written by our birthday boy along with Dave Stewart of the Eurythmics. And Dave Stewart also produced the record Queen of New Orleans as well. So how about that? You're listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Mandy Cullen. If you've just tuned in, then where have you been? You've missed so much good stuff. But what we do on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers is play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on the radio. Plus, of course, we'll throw in a few classics. And all of the songs that we do play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. And better than all of that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door and we play what we like. It doesn't need to be cool, it doesn't need to be trendy to get played, it just has to be a joy. Right, so we were in the middle of the Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser, weren't we?
The Geezers, Pleasers and Cheeses teaser.
Okay, so I've already given you the first two clues and I'm going to give you the final clue, which is worth 10 points. So I'll do a recap first. So clue number one. Born in North London in 1963 with the initials GKP. 100 points if you guessed it on that clue. Clue number two for 50 points. He had his first hit in 1982, which made it to number 3. He then had his first number 1 the following year in 1984. That's for 50 points. So award yourself 50 points if you got it on the second clue. All right, finally, clue number 3 for 10 points. He's had 12 number 1 hits. 5 of them came as part of a group. 3 of them were with other artists, and he's had 4 number ones all by himself. So who is this week's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser? I'll give you the answer after this.
Call me. just gone. That's what I said now. Princess, princess, I adore you. Just go ahead now. One has diamonds in his pockets, and that's a print now. This one, who wants to buy you rockets, ain't in his head now. Marry him, or marry me. I'm the winner, let me flip, can't you see? I ain't got no bitch or family tree, but I know what a prince and love a heart to be. I know what a prince and love a heart to be. Come here, baby, just go ahead now. And if you like to tell me, maybe, just go ahead now. And if you wonder about me flowers, just go ahead now. And if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now. And if you want to come here, baby, just go ahead now. And if you like to tell me, maybe, just go ahead now. And if you like to buy me flowers, just go ahead now. But if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now. If you want to call that baby, just go ahead now. And if you like to tell that baby, just go ahead now. If you want to buy that fly, just go ahead now. And if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now.
That's the Spin Doctors and Two Princes. That was their first single release, and Two Princes peaked at number three in 1993, and it's from their Pocketful of Kryptonite album. Although it did make it all the way to number one in both Sweden and their native USA, and it is officially certified a gold record in the United Kingdom. Okay, it's time for the answer.
The Geezers, Pleases and Cheeses teaser.
Okay, so I'll give you a quick recap on the clues. Clue number one for 100 points. Born in North London in 1963 with the initials GKP. Clue number two for 50 points. His first hit was in 1982, which made it to number three. And his first number one came the following year in 1984. He's had 12 number ones, five as part of a group, three with other artists, and four all by himself. So that was for 10 points. So who was it? Okay, I said he was born with the initials GKP. If I told you that those initials stood for Georgios Kyriakos Paniotou, would that help you? Would it help if I said his first solo number one was Careless Whisper? Of course, the answer to this week's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers is George Michael. And here he is with Look at Your Hands.
Yeah.
answer to this week's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser was, of course, George Michael. And we've just played there, Look At Your Hands. That is taken from his debut solo album, Faith. And it's one of four tracks on the album that wasn't released as a single. It's actually track number seven. And it was written by George Michael and his buddy, David Austin. Do you know, Faith, the album, went on to win a Grammy for Best Album in 1989. Okay, I just got a couple of things I want to tell you about what's coming up on Phoenix tomorrow. In the evening, it's quite exciting. As always, Nigel is in at 6 p.m. with Stepping Out. That's Nigel Fitzmaurice. He's going to bring you 2 hours of soul, funk and disco tunes. Do you know, Nigel does put together a really good show. And on a Sunday evening, when you're at home, you're cooking or whatever you've got on, it's a really good listen. So, you know, if you're not doing anything between 6 and 8 tomorrow, then make sure you do check out Nigel's show because it is really good. But the really exciting news is that on Xanthi's show at 8 p.m, which is Greaties, that's Xanthi Beerman. She's bringing you music and memories from the 1980s. Now, this week, we've got a bit of a coup because this week, Xanthi is chatting to Tom Bailey from the Thompson Twins about the upcoming tour, which is celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Thompson Twins album, Into the Gap. And you must remember that at the time, if you're old enough to remember, at the time, Into the Gap was just huge. So if you are around tomorrow evening, then do check it out because Xanthi is absolutely brilliant. She plays some brilliant records and she's a wonderful presenter and she's got a great guest on tomorrow. So what's not to love? So that's Greaties tomorrow between 8 and 10 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM. Okay, I think we can still squeeze in at least one more before we do the Soppy Softies at 7, can't we? Before we have to say so long with the long song. Oh, see, I'm getting excited. I am overexcited about Tom Bailey being on Phoenix tomorrow evening. This is level 42. That's level 42 and the chant has begun. That's actually the opening track from level 42's fifth album, True Colours. Hot Water is actually also on the same LP. The chant has begun was released in 1984, but it just missed out on the top 40, peaking at number 41. Their biggest hit came in 1986 when Lessons in Love made it to number 3. Well, and just like that, that's just about it from me. Thank you very much indeed for tuning in and listening. I really appreciate the fact that you've stuck around for the last 2 hours. But it is now time for us to say so long with the long song. This week we've got Save a Prayer by Duran Duran. And it comes in at just under 6 minutes, at 5 minutes and 56 seconds. So let's give it a kick-off. It reached number 2 in 1982 and at the time was their biggest hit. It was kept off number 1 by Survivor and Eye of the Tiger. Don't forget, Andy Furno is up next with his absolutely brilliant Boogie Night, so please do stay tuned for that. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thank you again for listening. And please do stay safe. And you know, if you can't stay safe, then stay sexy. Good night.
And the lights are flashing on your windowsill. All alone in much fun, so you're looking for the thrill. And you know just what it takes and where to go. Don't say a prayer.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.